Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuh. Here we are again.
We're very organised today. Sometimes the nasheed catches out a little bit. We've been good so far.
I know.
We've been ready.
Sometimes a nasheed just comes to an abrupt end without permission, without any warning. It just stops.
We suddenly look at each other.
No, yeah, from
which
within
doesn't
the
solve the
from
problem.
In the kitchen. And all of a sudden, trying to get two people through that
sprinting
doorway.
Through that one door. Oh, like Friday. Like, you know what it's like when you, listeners, when you're leaving work on a Friday, it's 5 o'clock, and all that happens is all the paper on the table goes whoosh, as everybody heads for the door. It's like that, but we're coming in, not going out.
Absolutely. We're coming in to press a button.
You and then put the sliders up.
Golden rule of talk radio is that there must be no silence.
Yes, golden rule of talk radio is talk.
Yes.
No silence.
Golden rule, talk radio, talk, don't stop talking.
Don't stop talking.
Under
just
any
keep
circumstances.
Talking. Just keep talking.
Just talk.
If you're trying to do something, describe what you're doing. I am presently opening a piece of paper and reading it. Unfortunately, I can't read and speak at the same time. So I'm going to speak, but it means I can't read. Hang on, I can't do both of these.
Remember that time when I passed you a piece of paper? That was just so funny.
It was so funny.
I was in full flow.
I was in full flow.
Just full flow, talking about... I can't remember what it was. But it was absolutely... on the button, on the pulse, talking.
I've been going on and on.
And I put a piece of paper in front of me with one line of writing.
One line of writing, and it was clear writing.
And he just went quiet.
And the thing was, he put the writing in front of me because he didn't want me to stop. Yeah. And it was just like, whoop. Zip. That was it. Finished. I had absolutely no idea.
Subhanallah.
Cannot talk and read. Can't do it.
Subhanallah.
Do you know what freaks me out? People that can type and talk. They can type while they're talking.
They're not human.
Or type and look at you. I mean, my mum was a touch typist, but I didn't go to work with my mum, so I only know that she did it.
Yeah.
And most people touch type, but they can't do anything else at the same time. I worked with a lady called Helen Waite. She was lovely, absolutely brilliant. And I'm trying to think, was she Nate Waite? She got married. That's not part of the story. Doesn't matter. But Helen, one of the nicest people you will ever meet in your life. Absolutely wonderful. But she was a touch typist.
Yeah.
And it used to, because she'd talk, she'd look at you as she's typing and talk to you as she's looking at you and typing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And she's talking about something entirely.
And she's talking about something else and typing.
She's typing.
And all the right words are coming up on the screen as quick as you could. Do you know what I mean? It's like, how are you doing that?
I took a course once in speed typing.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was I was at college.
Right.
I just thought, this computer stuff is becoming popular.
It might catch on.
And I might, it might. There might come a time when everybody has one.
You never know. Has a one. Either has a one, and they have a one, a computer.
Oh, God, what's happening to me today? What's happening to me today? I have no idea.
It's not morning.
There may come a time when everybody has a computer.
Because they may catch
home.
On, don't you know?
It may catch on.
I said good day, sir.
Did you know that I heard a great story once?
But what are you going to tell about the touch typing?
I took a course in typing.
Speed typing.
I got up to 36 words a minute.
Really?
And a word is 5 characters, including a space.
Wow.
Five or more. And I got 36 words a minute.
Every 2 seconds? No, in fact, less than that.
Yeah. It was pretty good going. I was pretty fast.
Wow.
I was doing okay. I did good.
That's brilliant. I mean, you were saying you heard a story. Sorry, and I interrupted you.
So, there was a story about a guy who retired, and he had a huge amount of lump sum because he'd sold his business.
Right, yeah.
And he went to his broker, and he said to his broker, I need you to help me invest all this money. It was millions.
Yeah.
So his broker said, okay, so... there's a couple of... He said, I want to do the traditional safe stuff. You know, the government-backed stuff.
And
the usual safe, plodding along.
Yep.
It's not going to do anything exciting.
But it's not going to lose either.
But with a proportion of my money, this X millions of dollars, I want to take a bit of a punt.
Let's go for it.
Just, you know, give me something exciting.
Yeah.
And the broker said, okay, well, there's two things that spring to mind. One is it's a company that's working... on behalf of the American military, and they make hardware for the military.
Right.
And they design new types of hardware And, you know, we all know what hardware means,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah.
It's the nasty stuff. It's the stuff that hurts people.
Guns, bullets, bombs.
Yep, that's the stuff.
Never going to run out of people to shoot at, are we?
Exactly. And that was the thinking. So that's a great bet. And this company, up and coming, leaders in what they do in terms of design and technology.
Yep.
And this investment's going to be a really
unfortunately, return. There's a massive market for
cracking
it.
Cracking return. Yeah. On the other hand, there's this bunch of guys, that have developed this thing. They call it software, and it's the thing that make computers kind of work.
Go.
And do things.
Right.
And in those days, we're talking about the late 70s.
Well, yeah, crikey.
Nobody knew anything about computers. Well, he sold it well. He said, these guys are at the top of their game in designing this language that computers use.
Yeah.
They're at the stage where they're just about to launch because their belief is that some point in the near future, everybody in the world will have a computer.
Will own a computer, yeah.
And do you know what he said? Don't believe a word
that's
of that.
Fantasy land.
Don't believe a word of it.
Really?
Let's go with the military. You know what the bunch of guys, who was heading that bunch of guys?
Is it going to be Apple or
Microsoft? It was Bill Gates.
Oh, Microsoft.
It was Bill Gates. He had the opportunity to be the founding shareholder of Microsoft.
Ground floor.
Founding shareholder of the Microsoft Corporation.
Oh.
And he backed the military instead.
Oh, my goodness.
Subhanallah.
Oh, my. And I remember hearing
Do you know, if you could have your time again.
Oh, tell me about it.
That you made.
Tell me about it. It was something like, because when people first started working for Microsoft, Bill Gates gave them shares, he said, he did everything
I
right.
I
want you to be absolutely.
Then you'll work harder.
Yeah, you'll work harder, you'll be in it. And it was something like, he made 50 millionaires and 3 billionaires in the first year, 2 years or 3 years, something like that, of which many of them were secretaries. And, you know what I mean? Because they all bought into it. They all entered into, I want to be part of this company. And it worked.
Alhamdulillah.
Wow.
Do you know?
Not that guy, though.
No, not him. Loser. Mm.
Loser. Spitter.
He had an L tattooed to his forehead.
Loser. Oh, no.
Crazy.
Wow.
Shocking, isn't it? Anyway, that was a massive distraction.
Oh, we detoured a little bit there.
Aside.
Yes.
Where were we?
Well, sorry. We were just about to discuss. Do you like conspiracy theories?
Hang on a minute. The word if you play word association with anybody,
yes,
and say the word conspiracy,
yeah,
what's the automatic word association to that?
Theory.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not conspiracy, fact.
Do you know when you've got a conspiracy and you've got some evidence to back it up,
yeah,
it is still a conspiracy. It is not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
So it depends.
Theory belittles.
It does.
Oh.
It takes the emphasis away from the point that you're making.
Yes.
This being a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do like conspiracy theories.
Yes.
And I do like conspiracies.
Yes.
I like the study of. I like to hear about them.
Right.
I like to hear them related.
Yes. Right. Well,
what you got?
I think I've spotted a conspiracy.
Okay.
We'll call it a theory.
If you like.
Because I think it is.
if you spotted it.
You see, I now know why England didn't win the World Cup.
Oh, this is not a conspiracy theory.
No, this is a conspiracy fact. I think you'll find this is a conspiracy fact, my friend.
Go on then. Is it because they didn't score enough goals?
Well, but there's a reason why they didn't score enough goals. Yes, okay. Yes. There's a reason why they didn't score enough goals.
Okay.
There was an electric, a series, that's not the right phrase, fleet, no, still wrong. There was a load of electrical shops across this great British Isle. What would you call that? A company of? You know what I mean? There was a series of fleet of the load of electrical shops up and down this great British Isle. And at the beginning of the World Cup, they put an offer on and they said, come and buy a television from us.
Yeah.
And given that it's World Cup season, if England win the World Cup, we'll give you your money back.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And it was going to cost them in the region of 250 grand.
I reckon the England players possibly trousered some of that.
So I think they went, don't worry about it, I know what to do. I'm a very close personal friend with... I just wonder if they didn't have something to do with this. Goodness save themselves me. 250 grand.
They were very confident then, weren't they?
They were very confident. To be fair, what is it? The best predictor of future performance is past experience. Yeah, the best predictor of future performance is past experience.
Yep.
And given our past experience, the prediction for the future performance of the England team was not good.
It's just not going to work, is it?
It's not going to work. But it reminds me, do you remember the...
past performance is no guarantee of future.
No, absolutely.
You know, you stick absolutely. To SEA
yes.
guidelines.
Yes, and it's so true.
Yeah.
It's very, very true. But it reminded me, do you remember the Hoover thing? Do you remember the Hoover thing?
No.
No. It was. It's, this is maybe. Oh, I think it might be when I started working in the bank. And that was 1990.
Well, who was invented then?
Well, this is it. They still had bags. I'll tell you that. It was Hoover, not Dyson.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was actually Hoover.
The bagless Hoover was not.
It was not. It was not a thing. It was back around about 1990, and Hoover put out an advert that said, "Buy a Hoover from us," and you either got a free transatlantic flight or a flight for like 25 quid or something. It was some ridiculous offer. And, you know, at the time, it was like 500 quid to fly to the States.
Yeah.
So people went, how much are your Hoovers? 100 quid. I'll have four.
Four, please.
Can I have four? And four tickets to America, please. And they went, I know, it don't work like that. They went, tough. And that's what people were doing. So people were buying Hoovers, binning them, and going to America.
For a fifth of the cost.
Yeah, and it was one. Oh, it was a really, really famous thing when it was like, oh, it was a bit of a mistake here. Because, you know, the old, there was a mentality with regards to, you know, like with insurance, they call the Heinrich Triangle, which is a triangle, and it's based on its incidence and severity.
Yep.
So, you know, what's the likelihood of it happening? Incidents, and if it happens, what's the level of severity?
How much is it going to cost us?
And therefore, how much is it going to cost us? And they can work out, therefore, given a population, how many people take it, how many people will claim on it, if they do claim, what we have to pay, and they work out how much it would cost.
It's like running a book.
Yeah. So life insurance, you know, the incidence is low, but the payout is massive.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, if insurance for losing your keys, the incidence might be massive, but the payout might be really, 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 really small. And I just think there's a thing in like, say, running a book, the thing in gambling, and there's a thing in doing these offers. So you get, like, places that will say, you know, I mean, even down to, you know, companies doing vouchers, gift certificates. They know full well, if they put 1 million of them out...
60% of them are not coming back.
They're never going to... They're never going to expect people, right. I'll put that in my top drawer, move house, it gets thrown out, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's the same thing with, excuse me, giving away these offers.
Yep.
Only so many will be used.
I heard...
On Hoover.
I heard the same thing. The same thing about a sofa suite. A suite company said, buy your three-piece suite from us. Keep it for 4 years.
Yes.
And then bring this ticket back in.
Yeah.
And we'll replace it for you free of charge.
Free of charge.
Yeah?
Yes.
And how many of them did?
Was it none?
It was about three people.
Yeah.
Three people.
Because people forget.
Out of thousands that they sold.
Yeah.
About three people came back and claimed it.
It's a very, very clever thing, if you're confident in doing it.
Yes.
It's a little bit, I mean, it's like these 0% finance type things.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, in Islam, we're not big on finance. We don't do finance.
We don't do it.
Because it's a way it's very much putting your foot on the neck of the general population. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But there's this one where they'll do 0% finance for 4 years. But what happens is you then have to pay off a balance and you have like a week in which to pay it off. And if you don't pay it off, you then accrue interest across the entire 4 year period. And it ends up that you pay like 20% a year. You know what I mean? It's a con is what I'm trying to say. It's a con.
Tonight.
Are you thirsty?
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
Are you planning a new kitchen? Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome to Lai.
We're back at
they creep on us sometimes.
Hang on a minute, we've got to do that again.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi.
Wa barakatuh.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome back.
It's Monday afternoon.
Welcome back to the Madhouse.
What, bonkers.
Or should I say Heritage Radio?
Yes, which you'll find on 1602 AM.
Or if it's in the periodic table,
Heritage Radium. Radium.
Which is in between.
Oh. Iridium. And
Imodium.
Brilliant. I remembered.
Listeners, if you want to get in contact, please do so on social media. Please
Which
do so.
Is Facebook.
Facebook.
Twitter.
Facebook.
Carphone.
Instabook. Instagram.
Twitter. Twitter face. Twitbook.
Any or all
any
of those.
Any or all of the above.
Any or all of those.
At Heritage Radium. Which is at Heritage Radio. AM.
AM. So please get in contact. Gives us great joy when that screen lights up and we get another message. The message that we had last week. It gave us great joy.
Yeah, it's nice to have ones that we can actually say out loud.
Yes, it is.
Without being sued.
without being run out of the studio. Yeah, yeah. With our arms up our backs.
Yeah.
Never again will you set foot in this place.
Desist.
Never again.
Desist. Yeah. You're dead to me.
Please.
Why do I keep saying that?
You're dead to me. I don't know where that's come from.
Don't know.
Anyway, enough of this frivolity.
We've got some serious
stuff to talk about. We have.
Now, it's one of these double-edged swords. Archaeologists were preparing to. They just found a brand new site to excavate.
Okay.
And they were excavating a new sarcophagus. Is that right?
Yep, got that.
For a second, I couldn't. It is sarcophagus.
Sarcophagus,
isn't it? Yes.
As long as you're talking about the grave thing.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. And it's one of those things where I have an absolute fascination with it, but then on the other side you think, should people be tampering with deceased, but you know what I mean, it's a real, because these were people once, and somebody's digging them up and prodding them and taking bits from them.
You really shouldn't be doing it.
It's a weird one, because I went to Egypt once.
Yep.
I've
been there.
It was weird because I actually went to, was it Corfu?
That's not in Egypt.
No. Was it Corfu? I can't think. Was it Corfu? Maybe it was. Is Corfu kind of near Egypt by sea? Is that Corfu?
So is America. Is that
Now, where can we go on holiday? I went on holiday one time. I was sat there. You know, it was me and a big group of mates. And you know when the guy comes around from Thomas Cook or you know, other travel agents are available and tries to sell you a tour, and they'll say, yes, you can go and look at these mosaics and you can go and look at these Roman ruins, and we're like, oh, whatever, no, whatever, whatever, you can go and see this temple, or you can go to Egypt. What? Yeah, we do a 3-day mini cruise to Egypt. What? How much is that then? 80 quid.
No.
It was for note. It was incredible. So
but it was amazing.
It was phenomenal. And basically, you got on a boat, and overnight, it sailed to Egypt. Yeah. We would want to go to Egypt. And then you know, I had a 2.5-hour bus journey to wherever the Sphinx and the Great Pyramid are. Yeah. Khufu's Pyramid.
Giza.
Yeah. So you go to Giza, do your little tour around Giza, 2.5 hours back, get on the boat, travel back in the evening. You'd be sleeping in the evening anyway. Yeah. So basically, you have a day in Egypt. Phenomenal.
Wow.
It was phenomenal.
Incredible.
It was absolutely incredible. And we went in Khufu's pyramid, went down to my... Amazing. Amazing. So it's one of those mixed way things. Oh, I really shouldn't find this fascinating. And we should we should be leaving it. Shouldn't be touching it. Shouldn't be digging things up.
I went to Cairo.
Oh, wow.
I spent a week there.
Oh, wow.
And you know, Giza is effectively in Cairo.
Yes. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
on
yeah.
the edge.
Yeah, we went to the museum.
I went to Cairo Museum. Did you go there?
Yes.
What a place
oh,
that is.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just a phenomenal place.
Incredible.
Did you go into the actual bit where you have to pay some extra and you get to see the mummies themselves?
Oh, no, I didn't know. No.
Oh, right, we did.
We went on a guided tour where
I took the children in.
Oh,
the,
yes.
I mean, Halima, at that stage, I think she was 7, 8 years
wow.
old.
Wow, okay.
And I kind of should have thought about this before taking yes. her in because it was so eerie. And it's kept at a constant temperature because they have to do. And it's there's no bright lights.
We don't want to wake him up.
You're not allowed any flash photography. You're not allowed this and the
That's
other.
Right.
But when you get up to see this is Ramesses.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah? And his mummy. And his head's been unravelled. So, and you can see his skin.
Oh, good Lord.
You can see his teeth. You can see his hair and his eyes and his eyebrows and all this kind of, and you just think, oh my goodness me, that was
sleep tight, love.
That was, yeah.
Ooh,
that was really, really strange to have to see that. And you just think, well, I get the history.
Yep.
I get archaeology. I get what it's all about. And I like artifacts. I like old stuff.
Yep,
and I like
too.
Watching because you can see development through the ages, and it's just
fascinating.
Absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
But when it comes to people,
that's not.
You know, I take a view that that's not quite.
Yeah. Especially given that the whole point of the Valley of the Kings, as an example, was because they anticipated grave robbers,
yeah,
and they were doing all they could to not have their graves robbed. And then 4,000 years later, people turn up and go, oh, we'll just have a little look in this one. It's not grave robbing when it's archaeology.
No.
It's not grave robbing if you're putting it in a museum. Do you know what I mean? He's like, no, I'm not sure if I should like this. But I do.
I know.
I find it fascinating.
I think Egypt, though, what a place.
I think it's Indiana Jones that did it. Oh, Egypt. Amazing.
Egypt. I'd go there again.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Came back with a bit of a problem.
Oh, go on.
I needed Heritage Radio AM. Or it's next in line, should I say.
You needed some iridium.
Iridium.
Be impressed.
Close.
I remembered it.
Close.
Oh my goodness!
I lived that for about a fortnight. It was
really
awful. On the last night, where we stayed in Cairo.
Yeah,
nice hotel.
Yes,
individual chalets. Yeah, it was lovely.
Oh, beautiful!
But the main restaurant and the main part of the hotel. Yeah. You got the full use of that as well.
Yes.
And the facilities and the pool, etc., etc.
Yeah,
that's the first place I ever tried shisha as well.
Really?
Yeah. Pipe.
Yes.
My double apple shisha. That's where I got the taste for it. It's just, oh. Do you know what? Sometimes I just want to do that again.
Oh, my goodness.
But I can't.
Yeah, that kind of comes back to our previous conversation.
Cairo, beautiful place.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant place. And we had a taxi driver took us to Giza.
Right.
And he said, I'll park here and I'll stay here and I'll take you back tonight. I thought,
ooh, I hope the meter's cost.
I hope the meter's not.
Yeah.
Still.
No,
still
no. Ticking. You go off and do some shopping, love. Don't wait for us.
No, it was crazy.
And what did it?
And we were there a good few hours, as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we came back to the car park, and sure enough, there he was, stood by his car, and he said, "Do you want me to show you something else on the way back?" I went, oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed us a papaya factory where they actually made old parchment.
Really?
Yeah,
they still make paper?
Yes, they do. Out of region
reeds.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
amazing.
My goodness.
So they still make that stuff. And then there was some artists at the end doing the hieroglyphics and the likes.
Yeah.
And they charge you a fortune for a piece of this stuff.
Yes.
And that's a tourist. You expect that. And he said, tomorrow, if I'm your driver for tomorrow. And I can be. I'll if you name your time, I'll just be at the hotel, and I'll just take you anywhere you need to go.
Yeah.
So I got back to the hotel thinking, what is this going to cost?
What is this going
to cost?
I said, whatever it is, it's a life experience.
Said, do you know what he said?
Go on.
Pay me what you think it's worth.
No.
Yeah. And I said, to be honest, I've no idea.
No idea.
I've no idea.
Got no point of reference.
If this were England,
yeah,
taxi driver all day in London, can you imagine?
I'd actually
remortgage my house.
Yeah, I was going to say,
that's crazy.
You wouldn't be able to afford it.
But we eventually had a discussion and a proper man-to-man talk about it. Yeah, the whole day,
yeah.
£20.
Oh my God.
I gave him more. I gave him 30. I thought, say. Well, you know, if that, but he can feed his family with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a good day's work for him.
Wow.
And it was a, you know, it was guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed for the next day. He'd be working all day and the next day. We had him for a week.
Wow.
He was amazing. Yeah. His knowledge was incredible. And what a fantastic week we had there.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, loved that place and I would go back.
Yeah.
I'd go back in a heartbeat.
Yes.
But on the very last night, yeah, this taxi driver said, I said, we need to eat. We've eaten at the hotel for 5 nights now. Yep. Now we'd like to go and eat where the locals eat.
Need something different. I want to experience.
I want to understand.
I want to live like common people.
Traditional Egyptian fare is.
Yeah.
Take me to the place that you'd eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest mistake of my life. I will never, ever in my life do that again.
Yeah.
The food was great.
I'm going to say it would be, but it's just made for different.
The jelly belly after that lasted 2 weeks. It was an amoeba style infection, which by all accounts is really, really troublesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it kept me off food. Yeah. And I was just drinking flat Coke because I was told to by the doctor.
Yeah.
He said, your body needs the sugar.
Yeah.
And nothing can survive in Coke. You know, when you drop a penny in Coke, it comes out gleaming, shiny.
I remember school, you put a tooth in it.
And it comes out. Teeth. Yeah, absolutely, and it rots.
Yes, disappears.
Disappears.
Oh, my goodness.
So bugs can't survive that be a lesson, in kids? Coke. However, your body will sap the sugar and the bug won't like it.
Yeah, and it cleans your insides based on what it does to a toilet.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks of flat Coke.
Oh my goodness!
You know, I'll never eat out in Cairo.
No.
Stick to the hotel.
Oh dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're planning on going to Egypt, take my advice.
Oh.
Eat at the hotel.
And the thing there is, it's neither good nor bad. It's just different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I said,
the food was fantastic.
We sometimes struggle in Manchester, don't we?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As soon as you come over that 62, it's a different.
It's a different world.
Different food for different people.
Absolutely.
You know.
I think we'd better go to an ad break.
I think so.
Quickly.
Yes. Cheerio.